Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Nazir, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Daled. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi Mizrach and Afan Reziva Gahagon Bekarav Mamish. And Mishnah Gimel tells us Misha Amar Harini Nazir. If a fellow said, "I'm going to be a Nazir," and Nitma Yom Shloshim, he became Tameh on day 30, which is the last day of his Naziros. So Esther Esakal, he contradicts, he knocks away everything, and that's because he became Tameh during his Naziros. And we know that when a person becomes Tameh during their Naziros, he has to bring something called Karban Toma. It's a whole procedure that he has to go through to make himself Tameh. Then he has to recount the entire Naziros. And that's even if it happens on day 30. And the chiddush over here is that even though we learned in the previous Mishnayos that if a person shaved on day 30, b'diyeved, that's okay. That's only because he shaved on day 30. But since he didn't shave on day 30 and he became tameh instead, he lost his chance to be able to shave, and therefore he knocks away his entire Naziros and he has to restart from the beginning. However, Rabbi Elazar argues and says, Einus Yisrael Shiva, he only contradicts, only knocks away 7 days, which means he just has to go through the 7-day tahara process of making himself tahar from his tumas meis, and then he goes through the procedure of shaving and closing up his naziros, and he doesn't knock away all of his naziros. However, according to Rabbi Eliezer, if a person said, "Harini nazar shloishim yaim," I'm going to be a nazar for 30 days, and nitma yom shloishim, he became tameh on day 30, so says akol. In this case, he does contradict everything, because when he said that he's going to be a nazar for 30 days, he has to keep a full 30 days, and if he shaved on day 30, he wouldn't be yaitze b'diyeved. And by that same token, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, if he becomes tameh on day 30, he knocks away everything, and he has to restart from the beginning. Moving on to Mishnah Dalid, let's say he said, "Harini Nazir Meya Yaim, I'm going to be a Nazir for 100 days, and Nitma Yaim Meya became Tameh on day 100, so it's just a Kol. So he knocks away everything and he has to restart from the beginning from day 1. However, Rabbi Elazar says, "Einu Seisar El Shloishim," he only knocks away 30 days. And over here, Rabbi Elazar's extra Makel, even though in the previous Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar had said that if a person takes upon himself 30 days of Naziros, so he has to keep a full 30 days, and even if he becomes Tameh on the last day, he has to start from day 1, and technically it should be the same when he accepts upon himself 100 days. It's just that Rabbi Elazar has a drasha based off of Pasuk that teaches that we're makel in this situation, and he only has to count a full Naziros period of 30 days. Back to Shitas Tana Kama, let's say Nitma Yom Me'ev Echad, he became Tameh on day 101, which means he kept the full 100 days. So over here, even according to the Tana Kama, Soyser Shloishim Yom, he only knocks away 30 days. Whereas Rabbi Elazar says, Einu Soyser El Sheva. It's like the previous Mishnah, where he only contradicts 7 days, and that's the 7 days that it takes him to become Tahar, and he's finished his Naziros right away. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Hey and Vav. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.